Of course, we're not just interested in contemporary animals. We're interested in prehistoric creatures as well. Here's a question from February of 2009 posed to Roy Blunt Jr. while Paul Provenza and Roxanne Roberts kibitzed.
Roy, according to research published in the science journal Nature, it was just 380 million years ago that two lonely sea creatures did what for the first time?
Two lonely school teachers?
No.
Sea creatures. I guess your version could have happened as well.
I had an answer for the school teachers. I don't know.
Well, a lot of sea creatures are found in schools.
There you go. That's true. I think I read this. I think it was intercourse.
You're right. Yes.
Yeah. Scientists. I was going to say that for the school teachers. I should have just gone ahead and answered, and we could have moved on by now.
Scientists have wondered where mating actually evolved, and they now believe it was longer ago than they thought. They've been studying the fossils of these shark-like placoderms, that's a now extinct fish, and they found what they believe to be fossilized evidence that those ancient fish actually mated. Prior to this discovery, most researchers believed copulation began sometime around 1964, on or around the release of the first Rolling Stones record.
Say that, like, oh, they think it happened, then what makes them think that?
There are two things. First of all, they found some rather complicated technical anatomical features in the fossils that are common to fish that were able to do that. And also they found a fossilized letter to a magazine called Placoderm Forum. And it starts, "This has never happened before." But so, you know.
Under the sea.
We also covered the important area where fish intersect politics. It's on this show from May of 2006, a show with Adam Felber, Roy Blunt Jr., and Paula Poundstone. Adam, when asked to name the highlight of their presidencies, Jimmy Carter said it was the Camp David peace accords. Bill Clinton said it was ending the war in the Balkans. Well, in an interview just this week with a German magazine, President Bush was asked to name the highlight of his presidency. He thought about it and then answered, "What?
I'm president?" Wow, I should throw me a party or something. No. He said that it was catching a 7.5-pound perch in his own lake.
That's right. What it was.
Yeah. And I'd like to defend the president on this. I think he was right.
He was asked about the best moment of his presidency, and he said, I quote, "You know, I've experienced many great moments, and it's hard to name the best. I would say the best moment of all was when I caught a 7.5-pound perch in my lake," unquote.
Before he caught the perch, he tried diplomacy.
And he said,
gave it a chance.
I know. He said, "But what was I supposed to do? Trust the word of a mad fish?"
It's a big mission accomplished sign over the lake. Boy, that aircraft carrier barely fit in that lake, did it?
It was supposed to say fishing accomplished.
Yeah.